The Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph brings that Minig Ashkenaz is that Yechidim are Mitzaneh from Basar V'Yayin the entire 3 weeks between Yizai and Tamuz. And Tisha B'Av to be Mitzavel on Yerushalayim. And the Beis Yosef says the reason we start on Yizai and Tamuz is because on Yizai and Tamuz was bottled the Karbonos. Which is an interesting remez, and the Truvitz Binyan Shloim, he says, in the end of Pinchas, we have the Karbonos. And always the Erev Parshas Pinchas comes out at that time on Yizayin Tammuz. And then the first pasuk of Matos is, Vayedavra Moshe El Roshei HaMatos, the Yechidim, the Roshei HaMatos, that they were makabel on themselves to taka make this tzoyim, Moyachal Devorik, that they're supposed to make this tzoyim during the entire 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzor. Vayedavra Moshe El Roshei HaMatos, the Gemara learns out from here that the way to be Matir Neder is Dafka Agidei HaParas Chochom. But the Shemi Shmuel, he has an interesting deal. The parasha it talks about all the gedarim of nedarim, the etzem neder, the din of hafara. Why is the first thing mentioned Roshei HaMatos, the nekuda that the hataras nedarim is Agidei Chochom? It's one of the protein dinim in nedarim. Why is that the opening word? So he says be'emet, there's a klal of in the Torah of Baltoisif. The Abishta gave us exactly Taryag mitzvahs, not more, and that's exactly the amount we're supposed to have. And the pasuk says Ve'emes by Birchas Yankiv, by Birchas Yitzchak to Yankiv, V'hoya kasher torin uferakta uloy me'alta v'reva. V'hoya kasher torin. Torin is tafresh yedalid. If you're going to go beyond, you're going to do more than Taryag mitzvahs. You want to be Mike. You think being Baltoitiv is even better, you added more. No. V'hoya kasher torin is going to end up leading to prika soil. Now, the Dorim L'chayr is that it's a Baltoitiv of that. You're making new Isurim, you're being moistened. But the shayrish of why it's not a problem is because the Dorim is not set, it can have a Torah's Chacham. And that's what allows that to be the parasha of the Dorim. If it would be a Musa, the person was moistened Isur, and there was no way to be Matur Ayidei Chacham, that would be Baltoitiv. No, Mineyubei, the Ersa HaGdom in the parasha is no, that the Roshi Amatis can yes stop it, and that's why it's allowed. There's many sugis in the Dorim. I think that Yoimi is holding in the Sechet in the Dorim now. Anyway, there's a Gemara in the Dorim, that Ches, Omer Abgidla Marav, Minayin, Shen Nishboyin, Lekayim, Es HaMitzvah, Shen Emer, Nishbati, Ba'akayemo, Lishbor, Mishpatei, Tzitkecha. A person can be Nishba, Noider to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, and the Gemara asks, but he's already Mushba for Omid Me'ar Sinai. And the Gemara says, Hakam Ashlon, the Shori, the Inish, Lezuze Nafshe. And there's a Shalom that we show you, that what does the Gemara mean? Be'emet, that the Nether is not Chal anyway, because he's Mushba for Omid, so why is it Mezaradim? What's the Inyan? What's the Tayelet? If you know the Allah that Mushba for Omid, so it's not Chal, so you get the Shavu, you're not going to eat Nevela, what's the point? You're anyways not going to eat Nevela, the Shavu is not Chal. So the Gemara says, yeah, but, or a Shavu, you're going to do a Mitzvah. Anyways, you have to do the Mitzvah. It's Mushba for Omid. So what are you being like? It's like, it's Mizarim. Why is it Mizarim? So the Rishonim will deal with it over there. The Stifler says an interesting pshat, that the Shavu is Mizarim. He says, because the Emes, what's the pshat? A person is mechuyif to do a mitzvah. Stamazoi otu birishoi yaskinon, that he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Of course he's going to do the mitzvah. Though it comes some time that a person has a cheshbin, a whole stickle Torah, he's moira heter, he says, in my situation, because of Zoi, because of the weather, because of whatever it is, therefore I'm not chuyif. He has all kinds of cheshbonis. So he makes the shvuah, and now he's mechuyif mamonavshach. He says, l'shitasi. L'shitasi that I have it as a cheshbin amat, so it's shori l'zruzei nafshe. The emes is that he is chayif, so the shvuah is not chayif. However, it's shori l'zruzei nafshe. But Mike said, there is another pshat that the etzem concept of shvuah, the whole point is mushbub o'emid mar sinai. However, a shvuah is a dibur that comes out of a person, and it's a dibur and it's a shvuah. There's the chilip to nedra shvuah, it's a whole different shvuah, but Shavuah is that you're saying an emes statement that you have to use Hashem's name. What's the pshat? That Azoibi Hashem's Matthias is emes. It's also emes that I did or didn't eat or will or won't eat or whatever whatever Indian he's talking about. But you're saying emes. You're saying it with Hashem's name, so it's emes. So it has to be. You said it did or didn't happen, and if it didn't or did happen, so then we have a problem here, right? Yeah, that's the issur of Shavuah. So the whole Matthias of Mount Tyre started from that musig of Shavuah of bringing ois. So it could be a shvuah be'etzem be'mahusis mezaris. Without, haray, before Matan Torah, how did Mushba Va'omid start? That brought in Matan Torah. It's the musik of shvuah. The musik of shvuah was there before. So even though Me'enish Boyin, Mushba Va'omid Har Sinai, Alizuze Napshe Yidus. There's a Metzias that's Alizuze Napshe. Someone once told me a story, how that even by someone who's not Zoriz Napshe, but maybe the union of Shavu and Adorim is Chomer Gabe, there was once two brothers that were Chaloinen. And Gansen Fry, and Gansen, the Lo Shaykhs to Shmir Sarah Mitzvahs. And one of them became Frum, and he was trying to convince his brother also. So he invited him for a Shabbos, he should see what this is Shabbos. He invited him a second time also. And he invited him the third week, so the brother, the Fry brother, once said, he says, I don't want to come. He said, what? It wasn't Kishma. He said, Kishma, and this. I said, third time already, I'm worried about a nether. You know, three times already, he said, Chav Meira. He had the other mice, there was a Mishpacha, they had two kids became from. Two of the sons. And then we saw the Nevis came from. So one of the neighbors came, the guy was being misabled, said, maybe you should check the mezuzahs. Yeah, Akoponim. Kacholayoyt in Yipiv Yate, the Yisoyt Sayyid Ned, the Sayyid Shvuah, is that a vort that comes out of a person's mouth. Rav Chaim Vital, the Chidah brings it down over here, that brings that every viber of a person creates a malach. A dibur toiv, a vort from Torah creates a malach toiv. A dibur ra creates a malach ra. Kol hayoytem yipiv, yate. Not the minute, it's the verse. Anything that comes out of your mouth, yate, it becomes. It's mashmadeh, there's no power of the dibur. It says it makes a malach ra and a malach toiv. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovit Shirim, he brings, the Gemara Kesubis, Daf Samach Beis, there was a one of the Amiroim, he didn't come home, he's supposed to come home Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't come. And someone was saying, why didn't he come? Must be he was Nifter. And it was Kishkoga Hayoitim Elitnei HaShalit, Vinoch Nafshe. The person was Nifter. And Rabbi Chanan explains it, it's not that, you know, you have the Gemara says, Kill a Tzadik, could be even a Brichas Tzadik or a Kill a Tzadik. But here, that's not what the person had in mind, he didn't want it to happen. There wasn't even a Mania of a Gevissa that it's coming from a Regish that he wanted or didn't want the thing to happen. No, a Vort, it comes like a Vort when I mentioned. A pair of Adam is Mamash Cheret, the Koyach of Dibor. The Koyach of Dibor has a Gevaldike Koyach. But the MS is a person, there's a Hecher of Koyach than Dibor. There's a Hecher of Koyach than Dibor is Shtik. A person could be Shoysik, a Yid and Aaron. I heard once from Ramay Shapiro, he was talking about the Koyach of Shtik. He said, the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Shimon b'noi Oimer, Kol yomai gadalti b'ein hachachomim, v'lo imatzasi laguf toiv mishtika. Yoyse mishtika, the two verses. He says, Kol yomai gadalti b'ein hachachomim. And I learned from them that lo imatzasi laguf toiv mishtika, so he's the Yidrik Toys of Moshe. They taught him it. Heim amru lo it ze, heim limdu lo it ze. This you saw it of Shtika. Heim Shatkulo it said. Kol Yomoi Godalti Ben Achachomin. And they were Shoistik me this you saw it. The Koyach from Shtika. The Koyach from Dibor. And the Koyach from Shtika. Pasuk says, Hashem Yisrach Lo, a famous Gemara in Nozir, that for Gimel the Gemara says, Hashem Yisrach Lo, even if it's a Shoigig, meaning, let's say you have an Isha that the MS, the husband was made for the nether. So the MS, she's not Mechoyim. But she didn't know that the husband was made for it. And she went and ate the thing that she was ushered on herself. Hashem Yisrachol, she needs a kapor. Niskavim lechol basur chazir. Va'olta biyadi basur tleh. Oh, but you need a kapor. Hashem Yisrachol. Hashem Yisrachol, you need a kapor. So it's Yidua, the famous Orechayim HaKadosh. We spoke about it then also in Parshas Vayechi. The Orechayim HaKadosh says that Yosef HaTzadik is telling the brothers, Atem chashavtem alai ro. Elokim chashav al toiva, even though you had bad intentions, but the mice, everything worked out for the good. And our Chaim HaKadosh says over there, he says, Yosef is telling us, you don't have to be worried about an oinish. Marshal Allah, davar doime, if a person was giving a kois, a person wanted to poison his friend, and he gave him a kois of sam. But ended, it turned out it wasn't a kois of sam, it was a kois of yayin, so he ended up giving him yayin, and everything was fine. Vipshito she'en oi tzorach kapora klal uklal. As I drip this, that's what Yosef was telling the brothers, avada. You don't need a kapara. You tempted to poison them, but in the end it worked out. It was fine. It was wine. And Allah, the ganze Welt was matmi on the Orachayim. It's connected to Gemara. Gemara read of them in Hashem Yisrach Lo. Niskav alecha basar chazir, but also v'yadi basar tlep. That you do need a kapara. Asach turutzum of them. Efshebein Adam Chaveira is different. Other Torahs, we spoke about this in Yinamo. say the Hemshah, the Parsha, the Eibishta says, the Koyim Nikmas B'nei Yisroel, the Midyon, Neiza Midyonim, Ba'achar Te'osef Alamecha, there's a Shein of words from Yenison Eibishta. What's the connection that it says right afterwards that Mises Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi says a Pshat, but he says an interesting Pshat, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a pilpul shot, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a certain min asked Rabbi Gamliel, Elikechem is coin, the Rabbi Shalom is a coin, they bring him a card, that the Rabbi Shalom is a coin. So how was he toivul, how was he matar himself after he was koivur Moshe Rabbein? Just that he was able to be koivur Moshe Rabbein, they didn't ask. Shiva koivur Moshe, which is a coin godl. What? Meis mitzvah, even a coin godl. Can't I? Oh, but the Gemara, the men didn't ask Rabbi Gamliel this shayla. How is the Eberus in the Tama? They asked, well, how is he Matar after this? So if you're going to tell me with Mayim, but the Pasuk says, Mi modad b'sha'al in Mayim, it can't be. The Eberus is not Nimdad in Mayim. Ella with fire, the Nuro. Because it brings Kol HaShel Yovid the Eish, Safir of Mayim. But there's a Musik of something you can't burn. If you don't believe him, then you can put it in the mikvah. You do it in a more hot water. Or a mikvah, the different shot in there. What's the Sugi there, by the Tefillah. By the Tahara there, but state that there's a Muslim there of Tahara in the Eish. So Zohar Ben Yisrael, before this parsha of Mechanes Midyon, where it was Neschadish, this Sugi that you could be Matar the Eish, so the Rabbanishma wouldn't be able to be Koyver Moshe, because how is he going to be Matar himself after? But Nochtem, that the Gemara learned out from this parsha, Mekoyim Mikos Ben Yisrael, and here's Neschadish, the parsha of Tavira the Eish, Yemot, can it be Achat Yosef Alamech. So to say that I burned the Rabbanishma and stole the back a war with Elef Lamate, 1,000 from each Shevet. And the Pasuk says in Furash, Shnei Moser Elef Chalutzei Tzava, 12,000 Chalutzei Tzava, Vani Mosru Ben Yisrael, 12,000. Now it's interesting, because Rashi says Elef Lamate, Rashi says L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. There's a Pella. And the Furashim asks, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. It says Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. So then it's 13,000. Elef Lamata meant including Menashe and Ephraim. Ma'amar b'shevet Levi, what's the... So it's 13,000. How many pshatim in the Mefarshim? There's a pshat from the Bar Tanura. He has a pirush on Chumash. He says, the Pasuk says, Vayimosru. Vayimosru, Rashi brings that they were forced. Lo'hiyah ha'shvachan shal Yisrael. They were so chavim to them that Moshe Rabbeinu... And they know that Misosai Kluya B'dover, because it says, Va'achat Yosef Alei Mecha. So they didn't want to go. So they had to be forced. Not the Bar Tanura, but not Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, we already know by the Chete Ego, Shevet Levi has this gvaldik koyach tchuna. Ha'oimer lo avad lo imi lo reise, that's echav lo hikir, that's banav lo yod, it didn't make a difference, even though they were mamish going against. They were able to be loichim. So Shevet Levi had that koyach, that afal pi, that they know that it's misosay shal Moshe Rabbeinu tuli b'dover, they don't have to be forced. Shevet Levi has a different mahos. So it was taka 13,000, but it was vayimosru. The vayimosru was only 12,000. Now you had a matzah on there. I heard a shein of art. The Gemara says in Chulin, daf kuftes, Omer leyalta l'Rav Nachman, michzi kol dover the osel on Rachmona sharolon. Everything that the Torah asked is also in another place matter. Basar v'cholav is osir, but kachal, that chelik of the behemah, which is like basar v'cholav is mutter. Eishas Ach, this Yibum. Each thing has that it was Mutter. Where is the Mutter to be a Moiser? Is it to be a Moiser? Well, here it says by Yimosr. The Pshat is the Moshe Rabbeinu said, we need 12,000 people. And we need Tzadikim, we need Yorei Shemayim, Tzadikim for this Mulchama. And they didn't want to because Misos Moshe told the Dover. So everyone was trying to back out of it. And they came people at Masr. They said, no, I know he's the Tzadik, he ended the Tzadik. They came to Masr. This was Masr in the head, by Yimosr. Then the Masr does it. Instead, you have the parish over here, Vayiktsoif Moshe al Pekudei Achayil, Vayiktsoif Moshe got angry. The Gemara says in Psochim, this is one of the places, the Gemara in the Doran, in Psochim, Kolach Koyes Chochmosoi Mestalik Mimem. Kolach Koyes Mestalik Chochmosoi Mestalik Mimem. The Gemara brings, there was a few places also you have by Dorosh, by Hilchus Oinen, by Aaron with the Karbonis, that a person when he has the, by Kass, he be very careful with Kass. They say on certain rabbis that they had a special beged. They wanted to be koyis. Sometimes you have to be, at least the oifin chitzoini. of her, would it stay there? It didn't right away. He had a special bag and he would put it on. I saw brought down a Hashem Maisa with one remote Chamineshkin. He wanted to have a beggar of tzitzis with wool that was, came from Eretz Yisrael, a whole cheshbon on the inside. He wanted it in and it told it God. It took a few months till it got a special beggar of tzitzis that was prepared, and he hired someone to prepare it, to make the neck, to make the hole. And the person didn't realize what he was doing. He made two holes. He made two lecher in the beggar. He says one lecher is for Mordechai to put his head into the on the tzitzis, and the other lecher, the other hole, is that I shouldn't get in. No, but koyach. Agansi or Abravada in the Yemei Ben Atzorim, not to be kois, not to be kois. Now, so after the Mechama comes the parsha of Hagolas Kalim, Tvilas Kalim, Koldover Ashiyavi Be'esh, Tavira Be'esh. This is the Yisoy Lagavi Tshuva. The person did his Averis with his Slavas with fire. So then Allah has come of a Kama Vadim, when he does the tshuva, tshuva has to be done with a fire. They bring down, the Be'er Hetiv brings from the Arizal, that when a person bakes matzahs, when a person bakes matzahs, and he schwitzes, by baking the matzahs, that's mechaper on the Chet HaYidua, that the schwitz, it's an aver of Eish, it has to come to tshuva Meish, and we'll schwitz. The person can schwitz in the Bismarish, he brings it, brought down, it's brought down by Afiyas matzahs. The shitting is the chiluk of the kapora. Kol asher yovi be'esh, tavir be'esh. There's a maisa with the Ramban over here. The Ramban stole the kasha. Other Rishonim also asked the kasha. The Ramban asks, why over here by Mochemes Midyoin is nischadish this whole seder advarim, the parish of being toibul the kalim and matar the kalim? We already had Mochemes Sichin va'oig. So the Ramban answers, he brings the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin that there's a heter of Kotla de Chaziri. The Gemara explains, Darshan in the Pasuk in Parshas Bo'as Chanon, Pasuk says in Parshas Bo'as Chanon, Uvatim Aleim Kol Tuv Asher Loi Mileso. So the Gemara learns out that when the Yidden are in the Mulchama, the Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, everything is mutter, you can eat even chazer if that's what's necessary. Mechanism. It wasn't necessary to tell us about the being matar the kalim because there's a heter of kotel the chaziri. Only over here by Mochemes Midian, it's a separate mulchama for nukama. Over here it doesn't have the heter of kotel the chaziri. Over here you have to learn a special halacha of being the table of the kalim. Now it's a shtickle shver because even the heter of kotel the chaziri, but the kalim afterwards has blias. Afterwards you have to be. After the Mulchama is over, you take the Kalim from Sichin Ba'oi. Also, the Kasha and the Ramban, the Machlek is Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban sheet is that there's no heter of Kotin de Chaziri on Avoid the Zora. If something was Takrevis Avoid the Zora, there's no heter. The heter on Chaz and Vela. But not on Avoid the Zora. So, Lucy, you need already to know the halachas to be Matar the Kalim of the Bliyas of Avoid the Zora. The Kasha and the Ramban. Umikne Rav Hoyel of Bnei Reuven of Bnei Gad Otzum Ma'oid. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come. They want to ask that they want to get their chelik in Eivra Yarden. There's a pshat. Umikne Rav. The Chazal teaches them is that the reason God. It's a whole shaila. They say there's chelik in God and Reuven, but sometimes it says Reuven first, sometimes it says God first. There's all kind of perushim on that. Why it switches, but. But God had an inyan that they wanted to get their chelik when Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. It's the pasuk in Parshas Vayisabrocha. Vayar ki chelkat mechoykeik sofun. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was also to be covered in that chelik, and they wanted to have that chelik. So I saw the pshat mikne rab. They wanted to have a kinyan in their rebbe. They wanted to be kind of their chelik where the rab was, where the Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's one reason. Now, about the pasuk, the reason is that they wanted because of their mikne. And the first thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu shmuzes them out. What do you mean? It's not to say that why aren't you one like everyone else? Afterwards, he makes them a whole deal. But tonight, when they go to Bnei Reuven, you know the interesting ma'aser, the Chiddush Yerim was the Zayda of the Sfasemis. He once saw a his ankle, the Fasemes, the Yosem, he grew up by Zayda. He once saw that he was Farshlofen, it was the morning after Shabbos, and he was like, how the Shlofen, he wasn't learning with the bread, and he said, he ranked him out, he's shrieking at him. And afterwards, it was this bar that this Fasemes was up all night, he had learned all night. Abyssal Famatic, yeah. So the Chedushim asked him, why didn't you tell me? He said, the same thing with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Moshe had been screaming, you don't want to go to the war, and they said, no, Adar. In the end, they said, we're willing to go. Why didn't they say it right away? I'm always good to hear a shmooze first. You get an opportunity to hear a shmooze from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says a sharp shmooze. Says Kedai. Says Vasema said. So I wanted. I know. In the end, I was going to tell you. I was up all night. I didn't have the days to have August left. Oh, but first, I wanted to hear the shmooze. Went up right away for entry. Man, heard the shmooze. A sharp dog. How's that good to tell it? So here is the shmooze. Now we know that B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben were the ones that requested it, and in the end, also Chetzi Shevet Menashe was sent to Eivor HaYarden. The Netziv brings a pshat because this Chetzi Shevet Menashe were B'nai Torah specifically, and since B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben were going to be Me'Eivor HaYarden, they were going to be Rochek Yosef from the Merkaz of the Torah, so there was a special seed program as that. Chetzi Shevet Menashe was also there. But it's interesting because I was like, Chetzi Shevet Menashe didn't request to be there. B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben requested. Chetzi Shevet Menashe is being sent there also. There's an afkamina la'alocha. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah says, where you bring Bikurim from? And one of the things it says, the Tanakhama says, you can bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden. And then Rabbi Yosi Azlevi says, no, Ein Levi in Bikurim Me'Eivor HaYarden. The Mishnah says, because it's not Eretz Zavas Cholub Dvosh. Eretz Zavas Cholub Dvosh is only the other side, not the Eivor HaYarden, only on the other side of the country. Not the Amalekah. The Yerushalmi in Bikurim brings this down. So on that Mishnah that Rabbi Yosi Aglibi said it's not Zorba's call of the Vash. But the Yerushalmi brings another reason why we don't bring Bikurim from Eivor HaYarden. Because by Mikra Bikurim it says, Eso Adom Asher Masatali. So we darshan Asher Masatali Veloshin Ataltal. What I gave, and not what you wanted to take. But they got up and everyone wanted to take it. They initiated to take it. That's not how Adom Asher Masatali. They requested specifically that Shabbat. So it's not how Adom Asher Masatali. So the Yerushalmi speaks out. Yerushalmi Olin, Reb Dor, what's the Nafkimina? Chetzi Shevet Menashe. The Chelik of Chetzi Shevet Menashe that's Me'Eivor HaYarden is not Dabas Chol V'Dvash. Dabas Chol V'Dvash is only on the other side. Over Asher Masatli it is. They didn't ask to be sent in. That's where the girl sent them. So then you could talk and bring Bikurim like that reason from Chetzi Shevet Menashe. Now the Gemara lends out the Gedarim of Tnai and Tnai Kofel because it says Moshe Rabbeinu made a Tnai Kofel. Im Tavru Chalutzim Azoyin Azoyin. If not. And if then it's a big machlokes we're showing him what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu's Tnai. Because Lamashal, first the Hakadoma, what was supposed to be before B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven requested to get their Chelek and Eivor HaYarden? So who was going to get stuck with getting their Chelek and Eivor HaYarden? The Pashtus, it would have been every Sheik would have had two Chalokin. You would have a separate Chelek and Eivor HaYarden for the Tzimmer and the Deinaz Manim for under the Chelek and the bungalow and the separate the every Sheik would have two Chalok. But then when Moshe Rabbeinu is making the Tnai, so Im Yavru Chalutzim, so then Taka they're going to get what they want. But if not, what would be? They would only get on the other side, or they would get half and half, and everyone would get half and half. So it's a whole shayla that we're showing him how the Tnai was going to be oyster stuff. Now stay, there's another Nakuda that Moshe Rabbeinu had at the Teda that they spoke about their Mikne before they spoke about their own Mishpacha. And the they should have spoken first about the Mishpacha. So it's interesting, Maisa. There's a Tshuvas Chatam Sofer. We have a Pizmoin that Klal Yisrael is noyig to say every Moitzah Shabbos. The truth is, this Pizmoin was originally, the minig was to say it on Moitzah Yom Kippur. But then the minig spread, and Klal Yisrael was noyig to say it every Moitzah Shabbos right after Havdalah. Hamavdu ben Kodesh v'choyl, chateseinu hu yim choyl, zareinu v'chaspeinu yar v'kachoyl, v'chakechovim balayim. A Pizmoin. Now, the original girsa in the Pizmoin was Kaspeinu Vizarenu Yar Bekakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachakoshbachak Because it's not appropriate to talk first about the money and then about the zera. You see here by Bnei Gadav, Bnei Reuven, there was a kapeda. He's supposed to first speak about the kindleah. So it's more appropriate to say zareinu v'kaspeinu. Why should we say kaspeinu v'zareinu? It's not the appropriate way. But the some sefer was Moir, he says he doesn't understand. He says the hemshich is zareinu v'kaspeinu yarbe kachoil and like a kavu balayel. Now, if you're putting the two to the two, which one is the which? Avarad Zareinu is like the Koychovim. You're not going to say the Zera is like sand. Zareinu is like Koychovim, and Kaspeinu is like Choyl. And what's the order? Choyl and then Koychovim. So it has to say Kaspeinu for Zareinu. Now it's a Kasha from Bnei Goyim. Good, a chain of Kasha. Over the Maisa to say there has to be Kaspeinu v'zareinu, because the Hemshech is Kaspeinu is like Choyl, and Zareinu is like Koychovim. Now, Eina, Gifrek, Akhlot, Kasha. So say it all the way around. Say, Zareinu v'kaspeinu yar v'kachovim, v'kachol. Because this Pizmoin has 8 stanzas, and every stanza ends with the word Laila. So it has to say Kachovim v'Laila at the end. That's the whole point of the poem of the stanza. So then Avada, that was the cheshbon of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, it's a double parsha. Eila Masei B'nei Yisroel. Eila Masei B'nei Yisroel. The Torah says the Mem Beis Masois that Klai Yisroel went through, and the Sforim HaKadoshim writes that every Yid goes through Mem Beis Masois. And you have to keep on shrugging, you have to keep on traveling. There, every Masa sometimes is Nisyonis, various things happen by some of a person's Masois. But that's all part of going through life, that a person goes through his Mem Beis Masois. It's not Bechina that it's Dafke Mem Beis, it's the Mem Beis Oisius. There's a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has Mem Beis Oisius. On the Bekoyach has the Rosh HaTevis of Mem Beis Oisius. And according to some in Hagen, when we lay in these psukim, it has to, you lay in all of them in one shot. You're not going to be mafsik be'emtza. This is Negeya specifically when, in a year, not like this year, but in a year when Matis and Masay is separate parashis, and therefore we lay Matay on Sheni v'Chamishi and Shabbos Mincha. This year we didn't because we lay Matos. And next week is already Devarim. But in a year when it's separate and we lay Matay, there is a minig, and if you see in the Nusach Sfarzer, then they have it, that you should not cut the Aliyah up, you should read the entire, all the Masois in one big Aliyah, even by Sheni v'Chamishi, because it's a Mem Beis Shemus of Oisiyos. And there's grois of soidus in Yonim in the Mem Beis Masois. But there's an interesting chiddush in the Tshuva Shoyel Lameshah. He says, what's so important about telling us exactly the Seder Advarim of the Masois? So we said, Alpi soidus, representing these different things. I saw the Rabbeinu B'chai writes, the reason we're writing is because, you know, afterwards people would really say, you know, you have the, they would say, oh, it wasn't so dangerous in the Midrash, it wasn't so gefarlich, it wasn't such grois of moichs. No, Geba Kuk, where they were, look at these places, check in the map. Zikir, Satayli, Makatseiris, Rishma, Rima, and Peretz, look at, you'll see, this is not Gishmak places to be. It's shelling a beck, how taka the moifsim that the Rabbi Shalom did for us in the Midbar. But the Shoyel Lameshes has an interesting chiddush. We know that there's a lav d'oraisa that a person is not allowed to go to Mitzrayim. And if you do it, that the Rambam, when he lived in Mitzrayim, he used to sign his letters, Moshe ben Maimon ha'oiver b'shloisha yavim b'chol yoyim. Because he's living in Mitzrayim, and you're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim. So there's a lot of different mahalchim that are showing them what the heter is. According to the Re'ein, and the Ritva brings in Yuma this chat also, that it's only us to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. From somewhere else you can go. They take a stop over in Turkey first, and then it's under the Mahal. But if you go straight to Mitzrayim, that's a problem. But the Shoyel Lameshev wants to say a tremendous kula based on this Re'ein. He says, the Isser is only if you do the Mem Beis Masois backwards. If you don't do it, Gnoi, with the whole Mem Beis Masois backwards, that's not the Isser. The Isser of going to Mitzrayim is only in that Seder. So it's halacha l'maisa, Pashut. It's saying, the Mem Beis Masois is saying halacha l'maisa, what you're supposed to do. You have, in this week's Parsha in Masay also, Petiris Aro in Hakoyin, and it says the Yortzeit. It doesn't say in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit, Zayin Adar. And it doesn't say Miriam's Yortzeit, Yud Nisan. It doesn't say it in the Torah. But Rish Chodesh Av, Vayal Aaron Hakoyin El Hora Hora Pi Hashem Vayomeshom Vishnas Arboim Lutzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Bachoydesh Hachamishi Ve'echad Lachoydesh. It's a date that's mentioned in the Torah. There's Bechlal Grois in Yonim, but this is when there's a tarich, a date that's mentioned in the Torah, there's in Yonim schooling in that date. But here it's specifically that it says Aaron's Yartzeit. It doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit in the Torah. It doesn't say Miriam's, but Aaron's Yartzeit, which always the way our minute of the way we read the Torah comes out Taka by Rosh Chodesh Av, that's in the days of Bein HaMitzorin. Aaron HaKoyin, who represents the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, he was the Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKoyin, who represents Oyev Sholem, Veroyev Sholem, where the second Korban was Sinas Chinam, and the Yartza is on Aleph Av, which is tonight, and that mentioned in the Torah. And it's a chelik of the Avodah Taka of Yimei Bein HaMitzorim. Saini said that Aaron is Mesamel the Avodah HaMikdash, and Saini said that Aaron is Mesamel Av HaTchinam, which is Mechaper on Sinas Chinam. Aleph Av also start the 9 days. The Tishas Hayomim, and the meaning Ashkenaz Zichr, there's many halachas, halacha lemaisa. By far they start Shavua Shechalbay, which about the Medina of the Gemara, there's a concept of Shavua Shechalbay. And there are certain things that even the Ashkenazim start on Shavua Shechalbay. It's a process, the Avelus gets stronger from the 3 weeks to the 9 days, to the Shavua Shechalbay, to Erev Tisha B'Av Mamish, and Tisha B'Av, but, so, yeah, I know. So that's the process of the Tisha Yomim has halachic significance in meaning Ashkenaz. Eila Mase is Gematria 216. Eila Mase is Gematria 216. There are 216 hours in the 9 days. 9 days, 9 times 24, is 216. That's Eila Mase. That's always happening during the 9 days. 216 is also Aryeh. The Mazel of Chodesh Av is an Aryeh, is a line. That's the Mazel of Chodesh Av. Aryeh is also 216. Eila Masa is 216. Yira is 216. Gvura is 216. Now, Gvura, we know that the Rabbi Yisrael manifests himself in Chesed and in Gvura. Chesed, Midas HaChesed, Yudkei Vavkei represents more the Tzar HaChesed, and then there's Gvura. Elikim, Midas HaDin, Gvura. Chesed is 72. Chesed times 3 is Gvura. Chesed, invite the Chesed, invite the Chesed, is Gvura. A circle is 3 times the diameter. If the diameter is Chesed, that Arum and Arum, times 3, that's Gvura. And the Rabbi Shalom, it's Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. It's both the manifestations of the Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. But that's represented in the 9 days. The hours, the 216 hours of Gvura, Aryeh, Yira, of Eila Mase. I saw in the Zohar, it brings down the Chavakuk. Chavakuk is also, Chavakuk, the Emes was the Tinoik that Elio was Machaya Mason, and it says a Lashon of that he was Machavakim. Originally there was a Havtocha of Atchoy Vekes Ben, Elisha, the Tinoik said Elisha was, first it was a Havtocha Atchoy Vekes Ben, and then again he went on top and it was Mechavakim, so it's double Chavakuk is 216. It says the Shpitz Chesed manifests itself as Gvura. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Doiv Oirev Huli Aryeh Vamistorin, and we said already Aryeh is 216, but in that word Aryeh is a Kriyuk Siv. In the Megillah Seicha, the hay is not there. It's a kriyuk siv. So it says Ari. The hay is hidden because Tisha B'Av after Chatzos is already past the Avelus goes as a process getting higher and higher. Starka Avelus, but there are Kala Avelus is the other way around. You have Mesim Mutal Lefonov, Oynin Avelus Shiva Shloishim, and the Avelus slowly thaws out. Here, Fakir Yavelis becomes more mischamein. But after Chatzos already, that's already representing the Gula, see, the Lindofi Shal Mashiach, the Tikva of beyond. So that hay is behalted. I still want a different shot. That Aryeh is Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hashana Rab is the Rosh Hatevis. And Hashana Rab is a behalten yon. The hay is behalten. The other one's more dvarim for Russian. But that's that process of going through from Chodesh Av. Now, Chodesh Av is a father. Now, father is the dugma Av HaRachamon, Fakir, the Shpitz Rachamon. When a father has Shpitz Rachamon, he gives a patch, if he has to. Shivtecha umishantecha, the stick, Hema Yenachamuni. A patch from the Tata is Oichit, Bitoy of Av. And from that Bitoy of Av comes Tak at the end. From there comes at the end, at the last day, it comes the Gul eventually. All of the Puranas to Etzim is all Chesed. And as far as I'm right, that is the Pasuk says, in Zachari, Tzoyim Haravi, Tzoyim Achamishi, Tzoyim Ashvi, and Tzoyim Asiri, of the different months. So. Tammuz Av Tishrei Yitzchon Gedalia and Asar B'Tevis Tzayim Arvi Achamishi Shvi V'Asiri, that added to 26, those numbers 4, 5, 7, 10 is 26. It's all chesed. And the MS the Pasuk says Chazal Darshan Nachamu Nachamu, it says, but it says Loku B'Chitlayim, and the Nachama is B'Chitlayim. Why Chitlayim? So the pasuk, the Chazal, the Medrash, the Darshan, Loku b'chiflayim, because it says Ki loksa b'yad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatoisel, Nechama b'chiflayim, because it says Nachamu Nachamu, Ami. But I heard a different shot. What does it mean kiflayim? By the Hakor, even the Midas HaChesed came out as din. So it's Ki loksa b'yad Hashem b'yad Kevavke, loksa b'yad Hashem, and then Nechama b'chiflayim, Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimer Hashem Yoimer Alkech. Even the Elikim said, you know, so it's Kiflayim. By the Halkor, even the Midas HaRachamim was the Chelik of the Halkor. Afterwards, by the Nechomet, Kiflayim, even the Midas HaDin is telling us the Nechomet. Now the Arbet during these 9 days is to be Mizboinen a little bit about the Avelus. Because sometimes we don't even have the hargosha that we're selling to it. It says one of the 5 things that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nechma Shaha'ir. Shnei Chorbonos and Chek Meraglim and Nechma Shaha'ir. I heard one to Taich, what does it mean Nechma Shaha'ir? Nechma Shaha'ir means it was totally plowed down, that there was no Zecher at all. There was no Zecher. There was first the Chorban of the Bayit, but then there was the Chorban of the Chorban. Hashem was Machab that also. There's no zecher, and if there's no zecher, then it's hard to stop through to it. I heard once a mashal from another god. There was a father and a son that got lost. Mamish, they went on a trip somewhere in the desert. For blunged and gans, they got lost, and they're going, and they suddenly soon ran out of their food rations and even the drink rations. And the father tells the son, "We have no choice now. There was some grass. They're going, so we have to eat grass." And the son's eating the grass and he's complaining, his stomach's hurting. It's such a vase, Yisurim, it's not my chwado. And after a few days, the son comes smiling to his father and says, Eshay Tutnishvei, the boy Eshay, my stomach's not hurting anymore. And then the father started crying. He says, now we have a problem. Now we have a problem. We weren't at least mentioned, not connected anymore. Another mushel, a scary mushel, but the person was in a car accident, or an accident, whatever. And his hand got chopped off. Mamish, his hand got chopped off. Shrekach Yisroel, he's screaming in pain. And they know they have to rush him to the hospital in the next few minutes. They want to try to sew it back on, push it, attach it. And as they're rushing the ambulance and they're speaking ready with the doctor at the hospital working it out, and the doctors keep on saying, you need to know one thing. If it's still hurting him, then we can attach the hand back. If it's still hurting him, then we can attach it back. The nerves are still, is what to work with. If it's a sheitunish vei, then it's a taitamaisen, it's alayit, it's nothing to do. None of this. You had in Mice in Tavshin Chavzayim when the Kosel came back for 19 years the Yidden weren't allowed to go to the Kosel. It was under the Jordanians. And then in Tavshin Chavzayim you had soldiers that came in first. It was the middle of the Muhammad, and some soldiers were crying. They came to the coast, they started crying. And they saw there was one friar, and some of them were Shemitaramis, and there was one soldier there, there was Mamash crying. They knew that he was Mamash, friar, kibbutzmet, and this. He didn't even check his mezuzahs. Missed the answer. And they asked him, Pabos says, no, what are you crying for? He said, I'm crying because I see them crying, and I don't know what they were crying. And that's why I'm crying. Rabbi Aaron Kotler writes, he says, an akuda to understand. While having the Churban, we're missing a zoyfil. Hagav Atmacha, the Moshel, would come a gzeira. The Shulton would come here and make a gzeira. Then no one's allowed with film. No one's allowed with film. And you shouldn't take it for granted. Derech Hagav, you shouldn't take it for granted. In Tavshin Tes, Tavshin Tes, Chazanish, right before Pesach, told his Mukarovim, he says, it's already a year that we're under the Shulton, and there's still only a Segmat. There's still only a Segmat. He said it with his Bible. So you can't take anything granted, we're still in Golos, but let's say it'll be a Gzeira, no Tfilin. No Tfilin, it'll be my Tfilis and Bakoshis and Afghanis and Vosnish, but missing Tfilin. We have a grace of tumult, it won't take Tfilin. We're missing so many mitzvahs with korbonos, with taris, with roiv, with grace of section of chalokim of Torah, we don't have a shaykes with. It's not just a zayt together, like we'll be erich in a good matzah. It's gor bitter, it's gor shver matzahs. We were holding in the sugi of Mashkin, he said the mikdash is called Mishkon. Mishkon called mikdash, mikdash is called Mishkon. Mishkon is a lashon of a Mashkin. A Mashkin, because the Eibishter was supposed to be Mechala the Klal Yisrael, and instead he was Mechala Chapkilo Chamosa Aleitim Avon. So it's a Mishkan. It's a Mashkin. Now Mashkin, you know, the lawyer eventually wants to get his Mashkin back. So he goes to the Mahal, he says, I'll pay you back! I'll pay you back! I owe you! I'm ready to give you back! Give me my Mashkin back! That's what the lawyer is supposed to do. And that's what the Rishon is waiting for. Call Dor Shalom Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'yom of Kibul Nechra, because the essence, that's the master. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to bring the oil back Letikunan. And after Vaila then, after 2,000 years ago, he had to be Makrit. But from then on, he's waiting to yet be able to be bringing back. He's waiting for the Lloyd to give him Yevon Tzirik the, and Betten Tzirik the Mashkin. Lloyd has to pay up, and then ask for the Mashkin back. The Yitzchak of Radishev used to say that that's what Shabbat Chazoin is. It says, Shabbat Chazoin, next Shabbat, but Shabbat Chazoin, we'll give a mashal that this kid, his parents bought him, an 8-year-old kid, they bought him a suit, a new suit, first time he can wear a suit on Shabbat. And they told him to be careful with it. And of course, a few weeks later, he went outside in shul, he played around, hashkir it off, he made a hole in the pants, I laid it the suit. Came back to his parents crying, and Rachmanis, they bought him a second suit. Nochamo, get patched it. Then he came back again crying. So they bought him a third suit. And said, we're not giving it. Put it in the closet. And said, you can look at it. You can have a chazon, you can look at it. When you're ready, let us know when you're ready. When you're capable and ready of taking care of it, not making a walking it this time, so then you get the third one. But that's what the Arabic is. We have to work on being misboining during these days, during these 216 hours. The MS is, this year it's a theory book. But every year the truth is that the Avelis continues. And we said, on one hand, after Chatzos, there's a Gemisa, you read the Tchilas Agula, but on the other hand, Avada, the Ikar Sreifu was at the end of Chisa, so it goes away to a theory. So that comes out, the amount of hours, that comes out to Tokum. After Tokum, to Rachim Tzioi. Shmizoicha, Eidu Hashem Nisim.